ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that dub this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
It does indeed. Welcome into week four of the NFL slates. We've already got a Cowboys win in the books from Thursday night. CeeDee Lamb able to rip off a long touchdown, so he made your night if you're a CeeDee Lamb owner. Dak Prescott, so-so, but you'll take it. 200-plus and a couple of TDs. Malik Nabers going off, but that concussion, of course, puts next week a little bit in jeopardy, although the hope is, because they've got 10 days off, that he can get back out there, though that usage has to worry you just a bit. Good morning, I'm Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show, presented, of course, by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. The presenting sponsor of the Fantasy Football Show. And as I am every Sunday, I'm here with you from 7 to 8 a.m., getting your Sunday morning of coverage here on ESPN Chicago kicked off, talking primarily fantasy football. But, of course, if you're a football fan, you'll have lots of interest in what I have to say over the next hour. And then we will get our Bears coverage going at 8 o'clock with the pre-game show with Bleck and Abdallah, followed, of course, by the pregame show hosted by Sylvie, Dion Miller, and Lance Briggs. You'll have Bears-Rams right here on your home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000 at noon kick, with Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, and Jason McKee on the sidelines with Thayer and Joniak's call. And then you'll have your post-game coverage with Yurko and Peggy. And then, of course, I'll be back with post-game coverage along with Jason McKee and Pat the Designer. So a full day of Bears for you. But again, before we do that, let's get you all the latest information for your fantasy football squad.
Brings Mayer into the backfield. The handoff to Zamir. No, Minshew keeps it to the end zone for Adams. And it's caught. Touchdown, Raiders. Minshew pulled it out of White's belly. And a quick throw to Devontae in the back middle of the end zone.
Not sure how long we'll see those play fakes to Zamir White's belly these days, because he has been unproductive. But that's not the primary reason why we're playing that highlight. Of course, it's Devontae Adams, who has already been ruled out with a hamstring injury, and it looks like it's going to keep him out for weeks. So go ahead and plan accordingly. For defensive purposes, Max Crosby also ruled out, so don't use the Raiders defense. If you can avoid it, you should be able to just go ahead and grab one straight off of the waiver wires. Of course, the Raiders host the Browns today, and I don't want any part of the Raiders offense, but I am slightly intrigued now about using the Browns if they were let go by somebody. Go ahead and snap them up and consider playing them as your defense, your streaming defense of the week.
Does throw, looking for the end zone. You got a lob edge to get both feet in.
Got one.
They say touchdown for now. Touchdown for now for Chris Olave. Got to wait and see, but boy, was he open on a little corner route.
Narrator's notes, he was indeed down. He scored a touchdown there, but he is dealing with a hamstring injury, Chris Olave is, and so he is listed as questionable. Sounds like he's going to be a true game-time decision, so make sure you're watching that for the inactives when they roll in. Around 10:30 today, the Saints taking on the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta. Alvin Kamara also listed as questionable, although he seems much more likely to play, expected to play, according to Adam Schefter. So that's the good news for Kamara. But again, Olave, a little bit in question here with the hamstring injury. He'll give it a go in pregame workouts. Now, here, locally, on the lakefront, a big return to the Chicago Bears offense.
Enzo caught! Touchdown, Chargers! The captain, Keenan Allen, comes up huge on 3rd and 9.
All right, so the Bears will certainly be happy to have a third down target machine in Keenan Allen back in their lineup. That is good news for Caleb Williams as the Bears host the Los Angeles Rams on the lakefront at Soldier Field today. So, Keenan Allen, what's the play here? Certainly in deeper leagues, PPR formats only, I would consider using Keenan Allen. Although I'll probably look to avoid it, like to see him out there and showing some good chemistry with Caleb if at all possible. But I'm not going to dismiss the possibility, especially when we have so many injuries at the wide receiver position littered across the league. You may need somebody who you think is going to get a 7-8 target game. And I think Keenan Allen might step right into that role and be that for you. So in PPR formats, could certainly see using Keenan Allen in certain scenarios. It does, though, lead to question, what exactly will Roma Dunze's role be? We saw him have his first 100-yard game last week against the Colts. We saw him score his first touchdown. And I think a lot of Bears fans and Roma Dunze owners out there were wondering, is this the start of things to come for Rome in the Bears offense, who has clearly showed some good chemistry with Caleb Williams? Don't know if we can go there just yet. It's good to see that, but I think I'm still preferring to start DJ Moore of all the Bears wide receiver options. I'm stubborn like that when it comes to fantasy football. I'll lean on the vets who have the long track record, even though Caleb Williams doesn't have the same type of chemistry that others have had with DJ Moore in the past. I will point out, DJ Moore has seemed to look a little bit perturbed, more so than we're used to seeing from him at times, because he and Caleb aren't quite on the same page. But again, I'm stubborn that way in fantasy football. DJ Moore is my first choice. And in PPR formats, I think I'd actually lean with Keenan over Roma Dunze ever so slightly. But again, it's kind of a coin flip between the two. All right, we've got an issue that just popped up yesterday.
And a quick handoff to Rashad White. Wiggles to his right. He's in. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Buccaneers have scored 3 touchdowns off Jaguar turnovers and lead 26-0.
Not quite too hard these days, scoring lots of points off of Jaguar turnovers, but the Bucs were the beneficiary there. And Rashad White pops up as questionable on the injury report yesterday with an illness. So again, check the inactives early for the Bucs game today, as they will be hosting the Eagles. That's a noon kick, so you'll have some clarity earlier in the day. You can turn to someone. If you're relying on Rashad White, though, it may not so much be the illness that you're worried about as much as it is Bucky Irving, who's clearly been more productive in his first couple weeks as an NFL player. He's looked more explosive. Rashad White still does a good majority of his work in the passing game. So PPR formats, Rashad White, you may be able to get by with him for a little bit longer, but I would certainly be very concerned. So Irving probably snapped up in most leagues at this point, as I've been advocating for him as a waiver wire pickup over the last couple of weeks. So, but if he happens to still be out there and you're looking for some running back help, it very clearly looks like Bucky Irving could be somebody who is the next solid running back out there, next man up, if you're looking for some help there. Again, Todd Bowles, I mentioned this on Tuesday with Waddle and Sylvie, Todd Bowles pointed out that the way Bucky Irving has run, he has earned more touches. So, and with this Rashad White news of an illness, I certainly see no reason why Bucky Irving won't get more. However, Bucky Irving is also dealing with a hamstring injury. He did practice more as the week progressed this week, and Bucky Irving was pretty adamant that he would play today. So just check the Bucs running backs as the inactives roll in today on Rashad White, Bucky Irving. Again, my choice, Irving over White if I had to choose one. But again, in PPR formats, Rashad White might be someone you can get by with.
11th play of the drive, 7 of Atlanta, shotgun snap, second down, goal. Hurts catches on, throws a line drive, caught, leap in the back of the end zone, underneath the crossbar, Devontae Smith leaping high with his club hands above his green helmet, underneath in the back in the middle, a 7-yard strike.
There will be no Devontae Smith touchdowns, nothing from the Slim Reaper this week, as he has already been ruled out with a concussion. We also know that A.J. Brown is still out with his own hamstring injury for the Philadelphia Eagles as they take on those Bucks that I just talked about in Tampa Bay today. So, Dallas Goedert went off last week. He's really the only passing game option I want to consider using for the Eagles. I never feel good about plugging in wide receivers who are stepping in for a bigger role when their starting wide receivers are out. It's not the same as a one for one when you consider the way running backs work in fantasy football. You have to be a little bit more cautious. So Jahan Dotson, I'd say don't even think about it. Let him go off before you even consider starting him. And even then, he'd have to have a big game this week. And then both Smith and Brown would have to be out again next week before I even let that possibility of using Jahan Dotson cross my mind these days.
CJ with the toss to Mixon, running left, and he's in! Touchdown, Houston! Joe Mixon, 3-yard TD run.
All right, so Joe Mixon still dealing with that high ankle sprain that he suffered against the Bears in week two, is listed as questionable. I still wouldn't use him even if he's active today. I've always said this with high ankle sprains. I'm going to be late a week and wait for them to show me that they're truly back and healthy. It's one of the more difficult injuries to navigate in fantasy football, obviously in regular football, but in terms of when a guy comes back from a high ankle sprain, it's still a little bit dubious, and that's how I am approaching Joe Mixon right now. Honestly, I still would be a little bit surprised if he plays today. Cam Akers is the probable benefactor, although there's word that Damian Pierce could return today, so take an eye on that as the inactives rolling for the Texans today. But I'm basically avoiding the entire Texans running game if I can. Tank Dell also has been ruled out with bruised ribs, probably for the best for the Tank Dell owners out there. He's a little too boom or bust for my liking, so Texans, not a whole lot of great news as they host the Jacksonville Jaguars at noon today. How about the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings at Lambeau, an NFC North showdown that Bears fans are no doubt watching closely? Who's going to be under center for those Packers?
Wings to either side. Love under center, takes the snap. Back on a play fake. Rolling left, flips his hips, throws back right. Man, wide open. Musgrave at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Musgrave to the end zone. Touchdown, Packers.
And, of course, Luke Musgrave on the receiving end of a Jordan Love touchdown there. And Jordan Love, it sounds like, according to Adam Schefter, will be the starter for the Packers just a little over 3 weeks after suffering that MCL sprain at the end of the Brazil opener when the Packers were hosting the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. So Jordan Love will go ahead and be the starter today, which is good news for the Packers offense as a whole. But again, same deal. It's the quarterback position. You should be hopefully flush with some other options these days, even though passing has been down across the league. This is a tough matchup with Brian Flores, no doubt probably going to be bringing the blitz quite frequently just to test what Jordan Love is capable of, how mobile he'll be in that pocket. So this is not a matchup I want to use Jordan Love in immediately. And again, quarterback usually so plentiful in fantasy that you should be able to find some better options today. Just wait and see on Jordan Love, unless, of course, you're in a super flex league, in which case you probably want to start him anyway. All right, some good news in some of the afternoon games.
From the two, under center is Purdy. Got the snap. It's a jet sweep, and it comes to Samuel to the near side. The five diving in, running over the right tackle. Touchdown, 49ers.
Deebo Samuel listed as questionable with that calf injury. Sounds like he's going to be able to play today. Again, I always offer the caveat, check the inactives, because he still is listed as questionable, but it is a 305 kick, so I think you can probably hold out and go ahead and use Deebo today. It looks like he's going to be back for the 49ers. Brock Purdy, who was dealing with his own issue, not even listed on the injury report. Neither is George Kittle. So Kittle is back, and tight end has been a wasteland for the most part this season. So you can go ahead and get him back into your starting lineup. I have a update regarding Christian McCaffrey here coming up shortly. And that's, you know, that's where we're at with the 49ers. Deebo back, likely, and George Kittle back for sure. I said good news in the afternoon games. Looks like the Chargers are going to have Justin Herbert under center for them, which I think for just your general NFL fan is good news, because Herbert against the Chiefs really feels like the only possible way that the Chargers can beat the Chiefs is with Justin Herbert under center. So that is good news. Regarding the entire Chargers offense, don't feel great about their options today against the Chiefs, even though they're at home. J. J.K. Dobbins, you're probably using him right now because he's a starting running back who gets heavy volume. So, but I'm going to go ahead and say shy away from Quentin Johnston today. I just don't love the matchup against that Chiefs defense, which has been very good. Otherwise, that is about it for the Sunday slate. On Monday, we've already had Evan Engram. That was earlier in the day. He's been ruled out. But for the Monday night game, the big news is that Tyler Huntley is likely to be the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. That is, I don't think, really great news for Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle, but it's better than watching Skylar Thompson throw them the football. So I'm advising avoid starting Jalen Waddle if you can. Tyreek Hill, I think you still feel obligated to use him because of his explosive ability. He can take that short screen pass and go to the house. So you're probably starting him unless we're talking the most shallow leagues. You know, unless you're basically only starting two wide receivers, I think you have to stick it out with Tyreek Hill. And then finally, in the second game of the Monday Night Football doubleheader, the Seahawks taking on the Lions. Kenneth Walker, according to Adam Schefter, is quote-unquote ready to roll. And then Sam Laporta is good to go. So there you go. Walker, Laporta, back. You can probably use them in your lineups for fantasy football. All right. There you go. The latest news and information regarding all the key injuries across the league. Now we take your phone calls at 312-332-3776. I am Jeff Miller. This is the Fantasy Football Show, hanging out till 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. Good Sunday morning to you. Hope you're enjoying a nice cup of coffee as you get set for a full slate of NFL action. I am Jeff Miller, here with you every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., taking your calls, talking fantasy football with you, the fans out there at 312-332-3776. Let's get things kicked off in Kankakee today with Aaron. Aaron, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Jeff. I have a PPR question for a running back. I got Kenneth Walker or Najee Harris.
Okay, this one's an interesting one, Aaron, because of course Jalen Warren's already out for the Steelers, so you would think you're going to see a little bit more increased work from Najee Harris. But Kenneth Walker back for the Seahawks this week, I think because we have definitive news that he is indeed going to go, I'd be more inclined to play Kenneth Walker, but I've got them very close to each other in my weekly ranks here. So, you know, I'm going to bet on Kenneth Walker, who's just been a little more explosive, even though Najee Harris has that nice matchup against the Colts. I like Kenneth Walker more as a player. So I'm going to bet on the talents over Harris there, Aaron.
Thank you. Go Bears, Jeff.
Bears, of course, as always. We do love the Bears here and the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. Let's try Anthony, who is in Schaumburg. Looks like he's got a super flex conundrum. Tony, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? So I got a quarterback and a super flex. I got Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, and Deshaun Watson. And then also in my flex, Jerome Ford, Bucky Irving, or Roma Dunze.
So I would say as long as – let's go with this, Anthony. If Rashad White is out, I'm definitely going to use Irving in that option. If he's not, then I would guess I would go with Odunze if White is active today. So check the inactives when they roll in there, Anthony. And then this is interesting. So for a quarterback question, you're at the spot where in a super flex, you're wondering, do you bench or do you even consider putting Mahomes on the pine? And yeah. I would say – yes, I get it. I have Mahomes in quite a few leagues. It's been a very frustrating season from him, and it seems like it's been a continuation for the most part of last year, even though you thought you were going to get a more explosive Chiefs offense. Nevertheless, though, I'm out on Deshaun Watson, Anthony. Like, you know, when Mayfield, Mahomes, and Watson, right? Those are your three calls?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I don't care how bad things are with Mahomes these days. I can't envision any scenario where the way Deshaun Watson is playing football, I would play him, even though, you know, I know you're probably looking at the Raiders and saying, okay, they don't have Max Crosby. They should have an opportunity to do some stuff. Still, I can't in good conscience you know, consider starting Watson over Mahomes under this scenario. So,
and then what?
Well, that I got to run, Anthony. Thanks for the call, man. I do like to try and keep it as short as possible because we do have plenty of people who want to get in. So appreciate, though, everyone out there listening. Let's try Julian, who's in St. Louis. What's going on, Julian?
Hey, Jeff. How you doing today?
Doing well, man. How about you?
Good, good. All right. So I need help with my flex position here. So I know you said stay away from J.K. Dobbins, so I'm probably going to do that. But then it's either between Chuba Hubbard or Christian Kirk that I have for that final two.
Sure. So I think, you know, based on what we saw last week, Chuba Hubbard at home with Andy Dalton under center for the Panthers versus the, you know, versus the Bengals, which has been a defense that, you know, a lot of people saw last Monday night. Not good. Not good at all these days. So you can have you can get your yards. I think Chuba Hubbard pretty easily is I feel good about starting him this week. Now, I will offer up that times might be changing in the next couple of weeks with Jonathan Brooks, their highly drafted rookie running back, set to come off of the PUP list here in the next few weeks. So you got to keep an eye out for that. But as of right now, it looks like it's Chuba Hubbard's backfield. So I feel pretty good about using him against the Bengals in most cases now that Andy Dalton has made this a somewhat functional offense. So I like Chuba Hubbard there this week. Let's try Ali, who's in Rogers Park. Ali, you're on the Fantasy Football Show. You already know that. Presented by Telemardu. What's up, man?
Jeff Miller, thank you very much, as always, for taking my call. So I need a help at running back. Running back two or flex. So I have Travis Etienne from the Jaguars, George Pickens from the Steelers, Shakir from Buffalo Bills. I don't know what's his name, sorry. Zach Moss, and then Chuba Hubbard. I also picked up Bucky Irving and Roshan Johnson off the waiver wire. Half point PPR.
And you need what, two of these, Ali?
Gee, sorry, I apologize. Yes, two of these.
No worries. Okay. So for all those listening, because I try and make it, you know, I try and streamline it so the folks out there listening are getting some info out of this too. So you've got George Pickens, Khalil Shakir, Zach Moss, Chuba Hubbard, Bucky Irving, and Roshan Johnson, correct?
And also Travis Etienne.
Oh, Travis Etienne.
Sorry, I apologize.
Okay. Etienne. Don't worry about it. I'm the professional. I'm the one who knows how to has to know how to say their name. You just fire them at me and we'll work through it. So of those guys, Etienne, you know, the Jaguars offense has been a mess. So normally in the past, he would have felt like a no-brainer, but not so these days. So I'm actually going to say let's shy away from Etienne. And then of these options here, George Pickens with the big playability, it, you know, seems like Justin Fields is kind of locking in on him in a similar way to what he did with DJ Moore last year. So I think you want to keep rolling with George Pickens. And now is where it becomes tough. Now, I'll say this about Roshan Johnson. Reports from Albert Breer earlier in the week that he could be the leader in the Bears backfield. So that's an interesting note to keep an eye on and see what actually plays out. But we don't need to use him just yet because you've got a lot of good options here. It comes down to Khalil Shakir versus Chuba Hubbard for me, Ali. And I think I would lean Hubbard in this matchup ever so slightly. And I will point out too, Bucky Irving also intriguing. So you got a lot of good options. I would go Hubbard and Pickens though, and put Shakir ever so slightly behind those two of the main options. So, you know, a lot of good plays there. And again, Bucky Irving, really like where he has potential moving forward with the possibility of Rashad White being out. I guess, you know what, as I'm talking it through, that might be the one thing, Ali. If Rashad White is officially out when the inactives roll in, maybe use him over Hubbard. Let's try Scott, who's in Maryville. Scotty, what's going on, man?
Hey, my good man. I need two out of these four wide receivers, and it's a full PPR. Zay Flowers, Rashid Shaheed, Khalil Shakir, or Darnell Mooney. Two of those four. And who I have slot, I have Zay and Rashid slotted in, but they both burned me last
sure.
week.
Sure. No, and it's a week-to-week game, though, so I think that's the one important thing, Scott, is to always, you know, try and put a little bit of distance. Don't get too emotional when you're making these lineup decisions. That's good advice, I think, for everybody out there, right? Try and look at it through it as a more macro view when you're assessing your lineup here. And So Zay Flowers, especially in a PPR, I want to use him. Now, I will point out that, you know, Shakir seems to be working his way. I think we're seeing that the Bills are, and Josh Allen specifically, is not afraid now to kind of just distribute to whoever's open, which is probably best for the Bills and that offense. But it seems like Shakir is kind of making him, if anybody is at least the focal point of that passing offense, seems like it could be him. You know, I would lean toward Shakir in the PPR format, Scott, admitting, though, that Shahid's got the big playability, but to your point, you know, last week it wasn't there for him. So I always tend to, in PPR formats, kind of like lean toward safety, and I think Shakir is that over Shahid.
Can I, on, you know, you said Chris, the thing
Olave,
about
Shahid, sure.
Yeah, my question, and I'll get off here, is if he is not active, does that affect Rashid? Or are those guys not necessarily in the same ballpark in terms of how they run?
No, I mean, you know, it's always, it's one of those things, Scott, where it's hard to know definitively until we see it. And, you know, we've got a new offense with Kubiak in New Orleans. So there's nothing to go off of last year when Olave wasn't playing. So it's really hard to say, would it be, you know, okay, all of a sudden, is it Shahid's? You know, is he the main focal point? I would say this. I like the way Kubiak has used Shahid more this season. So, yeah, I'd probably be a little more willing to, you know, use Shahid over Shakir in that scenario if Olave's out. But, again, I like what I've seen from Shakir. So I would probably personally go with Shakir. But, yeah, Shahid's more in play. And if you want to kind of swing for the fences, then maybe I can support that. It's, again, I always try and tell people, look, it's your fantasy football team, so if you want to take a, if you're a little bit more of a gambler, risk taker, then go ahead. Take, you know, we know Shahid is someone who's much more likely to catch a long bomb than Khalil Shakir is, even though Shakir does have one to his name this season. So, you know, if Olave's out, I can get behind Shahid over Shakir a little bit more. 312-332-3776. Taking your phone calls on the Fantasy Football Show. I am Jeff Meller, here with you every Sunday morning starting at 8 a.m. You can also always hit me up on X at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. And if you send me a tweet before 11 a.m., I will do my best to try and answer it for you before you have to set and lock your lineups. All right, up next, the latest on Christian McCaffrey. Where do we go from here with the number one overall pick, the undisputed number one overall pick in fantasy football drafts this season? Schefter gave us an update on Friday. I'll share it with you next here on ESPN 1000. Well, if your tight end is Trey McBride, he is out. He also suffered a concussion at the end of the Cardinals game last week. He has already been ruled out, so you may need to find other plans if you were relying on Trey McBride to start the season, because he's out this week in the Cardinals game as they host the Washington Commanders. All right, I'm Jeff Mello, the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. I mentioned as we were heading to break, we got an update regarding Christian McCaffrey, and clarity, not so much.
They asked Kyle Shanahan this week, is there any idea in your mind that he could sit out the season? And that idea seemed foreign to him, like the idea never crossed his mind. They have felt like they want to slowly try to ramp him up to get him back to being on the football field. He went on IR, which automatically sidelined him for 4 weeks. So that kind of takes it out of everybody's hands. And again, that was really a natural course of events here, because you had a player who sat out the majority of training camp, who came back to practice and then felt more discomfort than he had at any point. So obviously there's an issue. There's an issue there. And McCaffrey's so dedicated. This isn't the first time that he's been to Germany, you know, to go through. This is a guy that always is dedicated and committed to doing whatever he can to get himself the best medical attention and to get him on the football. It's so important to him. It means so much to him that he's always going to do whatever he can to get back out there. And let's keep in mind, I also think he probably feels, first and foremost, that's what he does. It's who he is. He wants it.
Yeah,
they redid his contract. Like, you know, he feels, I'm sure, a certain sense of obligation to get out there to justify that he's worth what this team invested in him as well. So, again, I think the plan right now is that they're going to start ramping him up here at some point in time in the coming weeks, and that they hope and think that he can get back there. I guess just from a common sense standpoint, you can just say, we don't know what's going to happen here with him. Okay. You just don't know, because he took off time during training camp, came back, and was worse off. Okay, so now he's taking off more time. He's getting treated. He's going to come back, and let's see how he's feeling at that point in time, okay. Right?
Yeah,
we don't, like, he might be better. He might not. We don't know. But in their minds, they're thinking, they're expecting him to come back here in weeks, whether that's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever that is.
Whoa.
We don't know. Nobody, they don't know. Nine, they don't know.
All right, so there you go from Adam Schefter on the McAfee Show on Friday. They do not know, and I mean, it's pretty clear there that I think you have to continue on throughout the season and just play. And, you know, if you get him back at any point, it's a bit of a bonus, but you're going to have to navigate this fantasy football season as if you may not have Christian McCaffrey. So I will say this, if you have struggled in his absence, then, and someone comes a call in and they want to try and buy low and they're offering you a solid starting piece, especially at running back where you may be somewhat depleted without McCaffrey, I would say it's not necessarily a bad idea to go ahead and just look at it sunk cost. You can't undo the first overall pick that you probably spent on Christian McCaffrey, or at the very, you know, definitely a first rounder at the very latest. So if someone wants him and they're willing to go ahead and ride it out and they're offering you something of substance, you know, don't just flip him for a middling, you know, RB2. But if somebody's willing to come with a lower end RB1 and you're right now, you know, 1-2, 0-3, I would say don't necessarily hesitate, because this could be a while for Christian McCaffrey. And I think at this point, you know, try and salvage something from the season. Don't worry so much about, you know, making him your first overall pick. Just look at it as, okay, now I need to be scrappy and fight to live and fight another day. And so if someone gives you a decent offer, I'd say don't hesitate. Go ahead. It's probably worth it. Again, if you're 1-2, 0-3. Now, if you've started out 2-1, 3-0, and you look at your roster and you're like, you know what? I can get by. I drafted well. I've got a pretty solid stable of running backs. Then it's a little bit of a different story. Maybe you can wait it out. So, you know, different assessments for different types of teams, but don't necessarily feel like you need to hold Christian McCaffrey because you made him the number one overall pick. You may still be able to salvage your fantasy season if you move now, if someone's willing to go ahead and try and buy low on an asset that may not actually help you throughout the season. Let's try our buddy Dave, who's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-o, what's up, bud?
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, I totally changed my question for what I had.
No problem.
Now that the Debo and Jordan Addison are going to be healthier playing maybe this weekend, I need two of these four in a PPR: Addison, Cooper, Debo, and Dobbins. Quick grandson question: Hurts or Daniels?
All right, so I'm using Daniels without those, you know, receivers for Jalen Hurts. And I will say, as long as Jaden Daniels is healthy, and that's the one big concern for me, I think I feel pretty good about making Jaden Daniels a top five quarterback most weeks. Again, as long as he's healthy. I am concerned that he doesn't seem to get down or know when to avoid big hits. But until we get to that point, he's a great fantasy quarterback. As for Dave, your wide receivers, so I think Cooper, I feel pretty good about. Now, I think I like Debo. I mean, when he's out there, you know he's a primary use for Kyle Shanahan, especially coming out of the backfield at times. If he's active, I would have no hesitations. If he's active, I think they feel comfortable that they're not going to be, you know, limiting him. I don't think they would put him out there if they didn't feel great about him. So if he's active, I'm going to use Debo. And then we saw Cooper, you know, my man Justin Pottinger behind the glass will get a daily fantasy pick from him coming up next segment. He gave out Amari Cooper as his guy last week, and we saw him get back into the mix. So I'd go Cooper and Samuel, Dave.
Great. Thanks, Jeff. Good luck today, buddy.
You as well. 312-332-3776. Let's go on out to Gerald, who's in Hoffman Estates. What's going on, Gerald?
Good morning, Jeff, and thank you so much for taking my call. I've got a running back question. I need one of these two. J.K. Dobbins or Ramondre Stevenson?
Oh, all right. So J.K. Dobbins against the Chiefs, not a, a great. Is it PPR or standard,
PPR,
Gerald?
PPR, yes, sir.
PPR. All right, so I think I still would go with Dobbins, even though I don't love the matchup. Ramondre Stevenson, the Patriots are in San Francisco, but the San Francisco defense is definitely banged up, so it's not quite the same, so that's why I'm actually considering him ever so slightly. But I think just with the usage we've seen with Dobbins and my trust in, you know, Jim Harbaugh to try and lean on him, because he probably knows the best way to get a win is to shorten this game as much as possible. So I think I would go with J.K. Dobbins over Stevenson, Gerald.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jeff.
No problem. Thank you, my man. Let's go on out to Denver, Colorado, and say good morning to Isaac. It's an hour earlier out there. Ike, what's up, my man?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Bear down. Greetings from the Mile High City. Well, man, I don't even know. I went all in on the Bears this year, and it's been rough between DeAndre Swift, Keenan Allen. I need him to score some points like Georgia and Alabama did last night, man.
Don't we all?
So I need.
Although, as Bears fans, Isaac, let's just say we need the Bears to score the Alabama 41, but no, we don't need to, you know, sweat it out with 34 from the Rams. Let's just hold them to 10. That'd be more than fine with me. But I digress. That's not why you called, Isaac. Go ahead.
So I need three of these six half-point PPR for my flex positions. I'm still riding with DeAndre Swift, although I'm wondering if I should have him on the bench. I know you said Sam Laporta is going to be healthy, but he really hasn't been great either, but he's something. I picked up Tutu Atwell. Not a great option, but the Rams are really down, and I figured Stafford's got to throw to someone. I also picked up Cam Akers, who maybe could be worth starting. And then I've had Keenan Allen, like I said, and I just picked up Cole Kmet, so I'm wondering if he might be better.
So you need – so positions, no positions, you just need three of these guys.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so I think we shy away from Swift at this point because of the Albert Breer report that it looks like Roschon Johnson might be the lead back. I'm not saying Swift's going away by any means, but I think we should probably expect Johnson to lead the Bears in touches for, you know, and the run game hasn't been good enough to plug in Swift at this point if he's not going to be the lead back. So we take him out of the mix. I think I'm using Keenan Allen, especially in a half-point PPR. Akers, just because as long as Mixon is not playing, and again, I'd be a little surprised if he plays, even though he's listed as questionable, but you have to do the legwork on that and make sure that Mixon is inactive. If Mixon is inactive, I'd use Akers, Allen, and then Laporta. And I guess if Mixon is active, then I'd take Akers out of the mix and probably go with Atwell there. Because I don't want Kmet and Allen out of the Bears passing game. I need to see a little more from the Bears offense before I can, you know, advocate using multiple Bears in your fantasy lineup these days. But I will say it was at least a little bit more encouraging last week for the passing game, not for Bears fans, as you know, but the passing game looked a little bit better. So here's hoping that Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, and Cole Kmet all become the fantasy weapons we were hoping they would be at the start of the year. There's a glimmer of hope after last week for the passing game, I think, Isaac.
Oh, that would be amazing. Hey, one last quick question. I saw Roschon Johnson available in my league. Would he be worth starting over Cam Akers, or would you still, assuming Cam Akers is the starter today?
Yeah, if Akers is the starter, I feel better about using him. If Mixon is ruled out, again, you know, got to check that one because he is listed as questionable. But you know, Roschon Johnson, if he's out there in on your waiver wire in your fantasy league, for all the listeners out there, definitely somebody who you should probably scoop up, try and get ahead of waiver wires for next week, right? Like, he was, for a lot of people, one of the top, at least in deeper leagues, you know, 12-plus leagues, Roschon Johnson was one of the top targets this past week. So if we're talking, you know, if you're in a 10-team league where the free agent market's a little bit more plentiful, then Roschon Johnson may still be out there. But if you need a running back, you know, try and manipulate your roster to get him on there in the event that he actually does something with this more expanded role we're expecting him to have. Again, which you will hear right here on the home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000, when Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer have the call at noon today. I am Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show presented by Telemar Du. One more segment to go. We'll get Justin Pottinger's daily fantasy play up next and all of your calls as we wrap it up here on the Fantasy Football Show. Well, if you were asking last week who in their right mind was backing the vaunted Browns passing game, it was Justin Pottinger, the producer of the Fantasy Football Show. JP gave us the Amari Cooper play last week as a differential for your daily fantasy plays, and he gave us Khalil Shakir in the opening week. So,
yes,
spot
yes.
on so far. Justin, what do you got for us this week for the fine listeners out there on ESPN 1000?
All right, so this week I'm going with Najee Harris, Pittsburgh Steelers running back. Big news for this, Jalen Warren's not playing this week, and this is huge for me because Najee Harris is already averaging near 20 rushing attempts per game this season, and last week we just saw a sprinkle of what happens when Warren's not there. Najee had 5 receptions, all right? So I'm expecting him to be valuable in the PPR formatted leagues as well. Usually he's just kind of there getting rushing yards, but this week I see him being used in both rushing and receiving game, and they're playing the Colts. Colts are second in the NFL this year, averaging the most rushing attempts per game given to the opposing team and rushing yards. It's a good matchup for Najee. I love him this week. You got to lock him into your lineup. There's a good amount of running backs, too, I'd start over him. Kenneth Walker was one of them. Travis Etienne, too. I mean, he's been struggling all year. Najee's just got that good matchup. Zach Moss, another player I would put Najee over. So this week, Najee, lock him in your lineup. I like him a lot.
So 5,600 in the DraftKings.
Yes, thank
obviously.
You.
No worries. Justin Pottinger giving out his daily fantasy play here on the Fantasy Football Show, presented by Telemar Du. All right. We have about 6 minutes to go here, so I'll try and get through as many as possible. So callers, if you don't mind being quick, I do appreciate that. Let's try Alfredo, who's in Addison. Fredo, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? Y'all just hurt me with that. I just traded Singletary for Najee, and he was in my lineup. He did bad for me. I'm thinking...
Go ahead.
Yeah, so my dilemma is I screwed up with Singletary. Well, he screwed me over Singletary, but I'm thinking about Roshan Johnson over Dobbins. But also my flex, I got Odunze, so I don't know if I should take him out and put in Johnson and Dobbins.
So
and then also my last one.
Well, I'm gonna just try and keep it to one, guys, because there's a lot of people who want to get in here. I would say use Dobbins for Dobbins and Odunze here, Alfredo. Roshan again, I like him having him on your bench, but let's kind of like wait and see the Bears actually show us that Shane Waldron can actually put together and be the architect of a somewhat competent running game before we go ahead and use players if we don't have to. Again, not a bad idea to get Roshan Johnson on your roster, but if you don't have to start him this week, that's where I would say, kind of wait and see, get him on the bench, and then you can move if you see some production this week against the Rams. Let's try Danny, who's in Bridgeport. Dano, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, Meller? Just got a quick question. I do have the Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison stack, but I also have Jaden Daniels on my bench. Now, do I risk giving up the stack for the potential of Daniels or just roll with the stack?
Appreciate it, man. So I would say this, Danny, when we get away from daily fantasy, when we're talking about year-long fantasy here, don't mind having the stack, the combo, if you will, the Murray to Harrison, but I don't feel nearly as committed to it when we're not talking daily, where you don't necessarily need the big weeks to, finish in the top 10. I like to sometimes diversify, and especially, again, as I pointed out with Jaden Daniels, I think, Kyler Murray's obviously a running quarterback as well, but I think what we're seeing from Jaden Daniels is someone who maybe just a little bit more explosive, maybe a little bit more likely to run near the goal line, at least these days. So I like Jaden Daniels as a top 5 QB, again, as long as he's healthy right now. So I'd use him over Kyler Murray. But I will say, it's intriguing. I'm almost, avoiding the stack here, Danny. I'm almost trying to say I want a piece of, both sides in that game because, if for whatever reason the Cardinals, don't if Harrison doesn't score those long touchdowns and they get down close and they're running the ball with James Conner, I don't want to get burned by having too many Cardinals. So I like the idea of diversifying a little bit more there, Danny. Let's try Arnold, who's in Homewood. Arnold, what do you got?
Yes, wide receiver question, standard league. Am I starting Chris Olave, Terry McLaurin, or DJ Moore?
So Olave, for the folks out there who are just joining us, Arnold, he's listed as questionable with that hamstring injury. I'd say if Olave's healthy, I'd use him if he's active. You know, when we find out at 10:30 when those roll in, if Olave's active, I'm using him. But if he's not, then go ahead and use DJ Moore. Let's try Sergio, who's on the south side. Serge, what's up, bud?
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I just got Mike Evans or Christian Watson, since Jordan Love is coming back.
Yeah, so, you know, Christian Watson, haven't seen enough from him. Mike Evans is just Mr. Reliable. I know last week was finally not a great week for him, but it looks Baker Mayfield definitely does seem to like throwing the ball to him. And a couple, you know, even though Godwin's had a more productive season so far, I think for the season, I still think Mike Evans, especially in non-PPR format, Sergio, in, you know, when touchdowns mean a little more in non-PPR scoring, I think Mike Evans is still going to be the guy you want in that Bucs offense. But I think both will be productive receivers. And Christian Watson, let's let him show us that he's somebody we want to start using again before we go ahead and put him back into our lineups. Despite Jordan Love being back, like you said, Sergio, Lewis in Columbus has a Joe Mixon question. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, man, how's it going? So with him being questionable right now, how confident are you with Cam Akers, or should I go? Because I got him in my flex spot, Mixon, and I can either put in Mooney, Odunze, or Brian Thomas. I'm not sure what to do with that situation.
Is it standard scoring or PPR?
It is PPR. Sorry about that.
No worries. All right, so I think, you know, PPR makes it a little bit questionable, more questionable, because actually I think if anything that actually helps Akers a little bit more of the options that you gave me, right? Like Brian Thomas, Mooney, and who was the third?
Odunze.
None of those are like target hogs. So like, I think actually Akers might be someone who, believe it or not, catches a few more dump offs in this scenario. But I personally would roll with either Thomas or Odunze. I don't have a strong lean either direction. If anything, maybe I just go Thomas because I'm a little concerned Keenan Allen, his return for the Bears, you know, could potentially hurt some of Odunze's production. But Cam Akers as a player doesn't do a ton for me. So, you know, I think I don't feel compelled to have to play him. I'd probably try and go with the big play wide receivers over him.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening and making the call, Lewis. Again, the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. Want to say thank you, as always, to Justin Pottinger for producing. Thanks to my man, Sean Graney, for screening calls. For all the listeners out there who are talking to him, throwing their lineups, Sean Graney on the call screener. I am Jeff Meller. I'll be back at right around 5:30, maybe 5 if it's a quick Bears game. But I'll be back with the post-game show along with Jason McKee and Pat the Designer, breaking down Bears and Rams, which, of course, you'll hear at noon today at Soldier Field. Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, and Jason McKee on the sidelines. And then, of course, up next, you've got Bears coverage starting with Bleck and Abdallah, as it does each and every Sunday. And they'll be followed by the pregame show, Sylvie, Deion Miller, and Lance Briggs. All right, folks, that'll do it for me. Thanks for listening. Back again next Sunday and every Sunday during the football season at 7 a.m. I'm Jeff Meller. This is ESPN 1000, the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew.
Don't go anywhere. The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller, presented by Tullamore Dew, will be back with the answers to all your fantasy football dilemmas on ESPN Chicago.